Honorable Mr. Gary Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, so just hang on to the phone, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Evans. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Keith Donovan Evans, 371609.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on December 11th. Do you feel you've had adequate time to prepare for the hearing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You remember signing the form the day you were notified?
Yes.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself in the hearing?
I will represent myself.
Okay, so that's fine. Most people do represent themselves. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, down at the end of the bench is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me in the middle here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room the Honorable Mr. Westby from Department of Corrections. There he is on screen now. And Mr. Westby will represent both the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Emmons and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Emmons?
I do swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Westby? Thank you. Okay, Mr. Emmons, I'm going to conduct your hearing in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Emmons, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll ask you to respond whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one of your hearing, sir, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 173 West 15th Avenue in Apache Junction, Arizona, on or about June 14, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Emmons, is that true or false?
This is true.
It's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Emmons' admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, one moment here, Mr. Emmons. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Emmons, we'll move to phase two of your hearing then and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you and talk with you some more in just a minute. Okay, sir? Mr. Westby.
On June 4th, 2018, Mr. Emmons was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 13th, 2018 by Apache Junction PD. There were no charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 13, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of June 2, 2019, which reflects 152 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has a prior conviction in 2012 for endangerment, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score is a 2.3. Mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's a member of the Skinheads. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release of absconder, 193 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2011, flight from law vehicle, Arizona, no contest. His community risk score is G5B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. And so back to you, Mr. Emmons. We have just a brief written summary of what occurred while you were at community supervision. And it looks like you were approved to live at that address with your grandparents at the address on 15th Avenue in Apache Junction. But our notes say that you left there, let's see, were released on June 4th, and you left your grandparents' house on the June 8th, and never went back. So where'd you go?
I stayed at another residence.
Okay. So was it there in Apache Junction?
Yeah.
Okay. And who were you staying with?
One of my friends.
Oh, staying with a friend? Okay. Okay. And so did you just never show up for your parole officer, or you showed up once and then...
No, I showed up. The day after I got out, I went to see her a week, and then I went to see her the third time.
Oh, okay, so you went three times. So why did you leave then and change your address without letting your parole officer know?
Well, what happened is I relapsed.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what drug was that, sir?
It was meth.
Oh, on meth. Okay. Had you had a problem with meth for some time?
Yes.
About how long had you used meth?
I've been doing it most of my life.
Oh, okay, sir. All right. And was your friend that you were staying with, were they using meth?
No.
No.
I didn't want to go around home. My grandparents, because that's where I was staying. I didn't want to go back there looking like I was.
Right. Okay, so you went to stay with a friend instead.
Yes.
Okay, understood. Okay, it looks like you were responsible to submit a drug test on June 21st. Did you not go because you knew you'd be positive, or did you just not know that you were supposed to go?
Yes, ma'am. I knew because I was going to be positive.
Okay, sir. Have you taken any kind of drug treatment before? I mean, not necessarily this time in prison, but in the past?
No, I heard there's this program in Adobe Mountain called MRC. I don't know if you guys know, but it's part of DOC, but it's for people who mess up on parole for drugs, and it's a treatment program. So I don't know if that would be an option or something like that.
Okay, so yes, we know about MRC. Unfortunately, this board doesn't have the authority to place you anywhere. That would be the Department of Corrections responsibility. It's within their authority to do that. Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question for Mr. Emmons? Okay, Mr. Evans, we're coming up on the end of your... I did want to ask you one more thing. What happened the day you were arrested? How did you come to be arrested by Apache Junction Police Department?
I was just driving around with a friend, and they pulled us over.
Okay. Were you working? How were you having money to live?
Yes, I was working at the Daily Living.
At the where? I'm sorry?
It's a daily labor.
Okay, so day labor. You were doing day labor. Okay, and you must have had a car if you were driving around. So, and was it just a traffic stop, or did they recognize you? Just traffic?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Well, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, so I want to give you the opportunity to make any final statements. Is there anything else you want the board to consider?
Okay,
sir, thank you. Understood. Mr. Evans, the board has been going to discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, there is now discussion. Mr. Edmonds does sound like he is serious, or he really wants to get in some kind of treatment program. And he certainly does sound like somebody who could benefit from that. But, you know, as we always say, it's kind of up to the individual person when they finally make that decision to get off drugs or get involved in treatment. Unfortunately, Mr. Emmons absconded for 152 days, which I'm really having a hard time overlooking, and he had a previous term of community supervision during which he also absconded, so I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I'd listen to any input from fellow board members.
Any thoughts?
Thank you. Not seeing any input, I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W1891, our discussion with Mr. Emmons, information from Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Emmons was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal vice or company specifically by absconding for 152 days and also by his admission that he was using methamphetamine.
Second.
Agreed. Mr. Johnson, agreed. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Emmons. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, and I know that's not what you wanted to hear. This board, unfortunately, doesn't have the authority to place you somewhere. We're a separate entity from Department of Corrections. We're independent of them. But it truly does sound like you need some treatment. Now, once you, we're showing you with the release date of June 2nd of this year, this coming year. Once you're away from there, the location you're at now, which may happen at some point, there are some options at some of the other units in the system. There is some treatment that you can do. There's also some self-study you can do. You could ask your CO3 about the Hazelden Design for Living self-study, which is something. It's not everything, but at least it can get you to start thinking about it, because I know you already are. I can tell by just the way you've talked today that you're already thinking about that and saying this is not the life that you want. So we certainly wish you the best, sir, and I wish we did have the authority to place you, because MRC is a good program. But we wish you the best. Do what you can with your CO3, because it'll help you a little bit anyway. And once you're ready to come back in June, there are rehabs that are available out in the community, and we certainly hope that you're able to get into one of those, sir. So thank you very much for being so respectful in your hearing today. And your hearing is concluded, sir. Thank you, and we wish you the best. Thank you.